Now I'm going to demonstrate the two standing or balance poses in the standing sequence. The first pose is called Uttita Hasta Padangusthasana, and the second one is Ardha Baddha Padmottanasana. So from Samasthitihi, feet together, let's turn the feet out so that the feet forms a narrow V position. Then place your left hand by your hips, stand tall, you can bend the right knee, and then see if you can balance or shift the weight, most of your weight, on your left foot. Then from here, slowly test your balance by lifting your right knee up. Okay? And if you can stay here, then just place your right hand lightly on the knee and stay for 5 deep breaths. So it's important also that you fix your gaze to a spot in front of you. Okay? And then stay there, look there, so that you can maintain your balance. Imagine also there's a string attached to the crown of your head, lifting your body up so that your spine is long and you're standing tall. So after 5 breaths, move from your hip. Open your hip so that you're bringing your right knee out to the right. And then turn your head and look to the opposite side. Again, left leg is straight and strong. You're standing tall. 5 breaths. And after 5 breaths, gently look forward and then bring your knee to the front again. Place your hands by your hips and then straighten your right knee. Stand tall. Stay here for 5 breaths. Okay, so here, try to really engage your psoas, your quadriceps engaged, and your body straight. After 5 breaths, then put your right foot down. And then you can bend your knees, shake your legs a little bit, and relax. So that's right side. Now we do the left side. Place your right hand on your right hip, standing tall. Okay, shift the weight on your right foot. Then gently lift your left heel up. Okay, slowly shifting all of your weight to the right foot. Test your balance. And then once you feel comfortable, then slowly lift your left knee up so that your left knee is high and about the same level as your hip. Then left hand lightly touching your knee and stay here for 5 deep breaths. If 5 breaths is too much, you can always start with 3 breaths. Okay, so what's comfortable for you? Ideally, we want to stay long and train our balance. After 5 breaths, imagine you're moving from your hip. Open the hip so that you're bringing your left knee out to the side, and then turn your head and look to the opposite side. Standing tall, deep breaths. Then after 5 breaths, turn your head so that you're looking forward. Bring your left knee to the front again. 1 breath. Place your hands by your hips. Straighten the knee. Stay for 5 breaths. And exhaling to lower your left foot down. And Samasthitihi. So that pose or sequence is called Uttita Hasta Padangusthasana. So next balance pose, okay, is a lotus. Okay, lotus balance pose. But first, we're going to test again if we're able to balance in lotus or half lotus. So from here, bend your knees and open your right knee out. Slowly lift your right foot up and place your right ankle on the top of your left knee so that your legs now are forming a sort of like a number 4 position. Then bend from your hips Imagine there's a chair behind you and you want to sit on that chair. Okay, keep your chest open. Then your hands, just lightly put it on your shin. Okay, stay here for 5 deep breaths. You can either look down or look forward. And after 5 breaths, inhale slowly to stand up. And Samasthitihi. Okay, so other side. Shift your weight on your right foot. Open your left knee out. Lift your leg up. Then slowly place your left ankle on the top of your right knee. Imagine there's a chair behind you. Bend from your hips and your right knee. Keep your back straight. And slowly lower your hips down. Okay? And then stay here for 5 deep breaths. And after 5 breaths, inhale to stand up and Samasthitihi. Okay, so if you find it really difficult to maintain your balance, you can always put a chair beside you and hold on to that chair, okay, or a table, or you can use the wall. Okay? So what's important is you're training yourself to stand on one leg.